The typical Seattle homeowner shells out about $2,000 a year for roads, bridges, and transit. In the coming years, that number could increase by another $800. That's according to a new study by Doug McDonald. He's Washington State's former transportation secretary. McDonald says he was inspired to crunch the numbers right around the time his car tabs were up for renewal.
I opened the thing from the Registry of Motor Vehicles and looked at the car tab or the fee, and I turned it over, and there are all these things listed. I'm supposed to be an ex-secretary of transportation. I'm supposed to know what all this stuff is. I can't figure it out. And also, it's a lot of money. So I started to say to myself, I wonder where all the money is, because I know some of it's in sales tax, some of it's in property tax. It's all over. So I said, well, somebody must have done this, and nobody has done it. So I figured, well, I guess I'm going to do it.
Well, you did an interesting thing. You inverted the usual conversation about transportation, which is how much money do we need for this? You took it from the perspective of the taxpayer, and you found that the average Seattle household could be spending 40% more on transportation costs over in the next couple of years. That's over $2,700 per household. What was your reaction when you came up with those numbers?
The interesting thing was, I was a taxpayer when I was doing the thing. That's kind of how I came at it. And my thought was, well, that's a lot of money. I think people ought to ask everybody, me too, what are we getting for it? Are we spending it smartly? And most importantly, when you look at how it all gets paid, it's coming and going to silos. Silos are doing the transportation planning. Silos are doing the programs. Silos are taking the money. We need to get things out of silos.
Well, it's a lot of money, but I have to ask, $2,700 per household certainly is expensive. But how does that compare to other cities that are
Well, you know, that is such a good question. And actually, I touch on that in the report. And I say, Seattle's a very rich city. People say that, and it's true. How does that compare to other cities? And I guess I have another year to look at that question because I don't know the answer. I named 8 cities in my report that should be examined. I don't know, and nobody knows, and it's a really good question.
Now, you point out that despite this spending, Seattle's roads and maintenance are in worse shape than comparable cities. How do you know that?
There's a lot of information that looks at, you know, engineers look at pavements here and pavements there, and Seattle does not do very well on those measures, and everybody knows that. This is not a big secret. What's happened over many years is Seattle hasn't spent money on keeping the roads in shape or the bridges in shape, and that's true of the state, and it's true lots of places around the country, but we've got a bad case of that particular illness.
If we're spending all this money, why aren't we doing the basic maintenance?
Well, the easy answer to that is because the basic maintenance is boring. You don't see a ribbon cutting. It's expensive. It doesn't give you anything new. It's like, what fun is it to have your house painted? But if you don't do it, first of all, it gets very much more expensive when you let it go. And secondly, as my report points out, and isn't even in this tax business, it tears your car apart. I mean, we're spending $500 or $600 a family just for the wear and tear on your car because of bad roads.
So you infer that this might be one area we might want to prioritize with transportation spending that we're not, but are there other things that the city should be doing that it's not?
Well, to me, if you pull back from the whole thing, one of the things about this Move Seattle levy, which is good, is there is some money in it for the paving and the rehabilitation, which is a good thing.
This is the $930 levy we'll be voting on this.
But ask the question, what should we be doing? And the simple answer right now to what we should be doing, to what most aggravates people, is we need more buses. We simply need to get more people on buses because we cannot build in Seattle big new roads for lots of people who want to drive. And so people, and the amazing thing is people are trying to ride the bus right now. You can go all over Seattle on rush hour and people are getting passed by buses. Now, the other thing I'll say about buses is when you think bus, don't just think the Metro bus. Look at the Microsoft connector, which is going through your neighbor. Where's the Amazon connector? Where's the other ways of putting people out to their car that will work for them and be convenient and help solve the problem for everybody? Because that's the answer right now.
Now, you've also pointed to the problem with I-5. With all this money being spent on all these different transportation projects, I-5 is kind of not in the picture.
Well, I-5 is a special problem. I was secretary. This problem on I-5 is old enough and long enough, so I bear some of the responsibility, like a whole lot of other people who have let that issue go for too long. But it can't go on forever. It carries way more traffic through Seattle and within Seattle than any other road. If you ask what's wrong with Mercer, what's wrong with Mercer is you can't get on I-5. If you ask what's all over the city, it is the ripple effects, the fact that I-5 has so much congestion on it, and we have to solve that problem. It's not going to be easy, so that's number one on the road scene.
Doug McDonald, you mentioned more buses, but some people believe light rail is the best way to mitigate congestion. What do you think about that?
We have a deck of cards. There's four suits. There's 13 cards in a suit. We got to put them all on the table and then figure out how to match them up so they work together. The problem with light rail is if you only think about light rail and don't figure out how people are going to get on and off it, you don't figure how it helps the what you're going to do with the neighborhoods it's not in, you've got to have a mix of all the different ways that people can move, and you've got to plan for them together, and we're not doing that now, and that's not happening with the light rail program. So I have that big problem with light rail, even though I think it's a piece of the solution.
Could we actually spend the same or less money and solve our transportation problems, or is more money got to be part of the mix?
We need more money, and that's what everybody has said, and it's a hard fact, partly because we haven't spent money up to now, so we're behind, and partly because things we have to do are going to be expensive. But if you want more money from taxpayers, you've got to show taxpayers what they're going to get for it. That's the simplest rule. And right now, there is a pretty high level of aggravation and skepticism that this money is programmed to be spent to the best effect. That's the first problem. Solve that, and then, yes, we're going to need this money and more.
Doug McDonald, Washington's transportation secretary between 2001 and 2007. We've got a link to his independent report at kuow.org. It's a really interesting read. There's some no fewer than 28 different places where transportation money is going from no fewer than five different taxing authorities. And you can find out all about it by checking that out.